Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thacks. And thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of the way we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. In this empowerment session, you're going to be encouraged in that walk of faith, encouraged in that process, and how God uses your everyday life to get you to your there place. That there place is that Abraham walk, that continual place of growth, maturity, that place of development that God uses to stretch you, to make you, to improve you, to refine you, to pour into you, to teach you wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And as you grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you become that which draws someone else. You become that light, that salt that draws someone else that they might know Jesus Christ. And you encourage someone's walk and let them see the demonstration of God's power in your life. We've been studying the book of Proverbs, going back to that book, grabbing some more nuggets, some more wisdom. The book of Proverbs is full of wisdom. It is a parable of grace to us. And as we read it and study it, we become that which is needed so that we can have success in areas where we have not been successful. The book of Proverbs teaches us that we're supposed to be skilled and know how to act in every situation. And there's been places in our life that we have not been able to act to solve problems, to act in wisdom, to know how to handle certain things, to know how to talk or speak in something and in wisdom that causes change or development or improvement in areas. So we're going to grab this wisdom and we're going to go to topics and in the book of Proverbs, and we're just going to grab some more wisdom and hear what the Lord has to say. One thing we're going to talk about today is anger, and this is something that we're seeing a great deal of in the land. I mean, there's been people are angry more now than any time. They're expressing their anger in different ways and no longer trying to hold or chive or forgive. And we're seeing outbreaks of anger like never before. And the frustration of life is causing people to take out their anger on other people or be uncompassionate. And so we want to talk about what anger, the word says about anger. Proverbs 11:4 says, riches profit not in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivered from death. Proverbs 11:23 says, the desires of the righteous is not only good, but the expectation of the wicked is, but the expectations of the wicked is wrath. When we start dealing with wrath and anger, it's breeding something inside of us that goes to the place of unforgiveness. Anger that seeps, that we allow to just stay there and fester, it causes unforgiveness. It causes us to act out in rage. It causes us to act out in a way that does not please God, because the Bible lets us know the wrath of man does not please God, but it's not the righteousness of God. And so there is a way to act. There's a way to respond. There's a way to even be angry and sin not that we are to conduct ourselves in. And what I'm finding out is the rage that is going on in today's society is not in a righteous way. And we're finding more Christians, believers, acting in the same fashion. And even though we are human, we are supposed to restrain ourselves from anything that makes us the testimony, our overcoming testimony, look like something other than God. And there are things that push us and pull us, and there are things that make us feel a certain way. But we have to remember that we're no longer controlled by our flesh. We're controlled by the Spirit of God, and the Word is our God. If we are allowing that Word to be in us, and we're allowing that Word to really develop us. You know, you can read the word and it's the letter, but when you allow the Spirit of God to breathe on what you're reading and you take it in by faith and say, God, help me to live this, it becomes alive in you. And it is a constant reminder. And the wisdom of God is there to help us, because anger is something that we don't need to have in our home consistently. In our lives, it does something to every part of your body. When you're constantly, consistently walking around in anger, in rage, always at a height of anger that causes your physical body and your environment your personality, everything around you, people around you, your home, your living environment, always be in this chaotic place. That is not good. Your physical body will soon start to tell you, with high blood pressure and ulcers and all kind of other physical ailments because of the place that you're in, because we were not meant to be angry all the time, consistently angry all the time, always walking around in anger. We're supposed to have the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. We're supposed to have joy in us. We're supposed to be able to allow the God's, what he's done for us, what he's given to us, to now take us to a place of peace and joy, understanding that we don't live as the world lives, that we live in a place where we know what our expected end is. We have joy because we have a Father that cares about us and who's working for us, fighting for us, working things, causing his spirit, his life, his truth to be there. And so our life is not lived as if we don't have hope. We have hope. We have righteous hope. We have the hope of glory. We have hope knowing that it's going to work out for our good, that no matter where we find ourselves, we're going to be victorious, that God is going to turn it around for our good. And that is what keeps us in a place where we are not always living under the fear and the dread of this life, because we understand the God who's in control of us and in control of every situation concerning us and has already commanded his goodness to be on us and in us. And that is how we live. We don't live as if we don't have hope. So we don't allow life and the culture and the fear of everything that's going on to make us act in a way that is not becoming. Proverbs 15 and 18 says, the wrathful man stirs up strife, but he that is slow to anger appeases strife. The wrath of the king is a message of death, but the wise man will pacify it. This is Proverbs 16 and 14. Last one for today, Proverbs 16 and 32. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that rules his spirit than he is taking a city. We want to make sure that we have that wisdom, that we're not allowing our anger, our fear, or frustration to rule us, that we are really allowing the peace of God, the joy of God, the word of God, the spirit of God to do that. Don't allow circumstances from the outside to control you inwardly. Don't allow the enemy and fear to control you. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And no matter where we find ourselves, he will allow us to stand in victory. And you have to remember that, and don't allow your flesh to control you and cause something else to happen. I'm Pastor Cheryl Jackson. Thanks so much for joining me today for Favorite Life, the process. They will walk by faith and not by sight. We'll be back tomorrow for another empowerment. Have a blessed day.